Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Our interview today is sponsored by a hidden gem in Starkville, Mississippi, Alora Modern Wellness. Founded by healthcare veterans Rich and Lisa Lopez, Alora offers cutting-edge therapies like whole-body cryotherapy, infrared saunas, LED light treatments, and assisted stretching, all designed to relieve pain, reduce stress, and boost recovery. Whether you're an athlete, a busy professional, or simply seeking balance, Alora provides personalized care in a serene setting. Located at 821 C Highway 12 across from Kroger, it's your local destination for modern wellness. Discover more at aloramodernwellness.com. As always, we don't have a lot of hard and fast rules on Thunder and Lightning, but one of them's got to be when you go to a Super Regional, you get to be on the podcast. Coach Samantha Ricketts joined us. Mississippi State softball headed to the round of 16 for the second time in her tenure there. It's been a pretty good couple of well, I guess about a month now for the bloodline, Coach. If I get you a maroon and white Ulafala, would you wear it on the side on the in the dugout?
I don't know about in the dugout, but we definitely would have it nearby, I think.
Okay. I'm just saying they need to acknowledge you is all I'm trying to say here. So, you know, you go to the regional, Oregon, that's a good program. You're headed out to the West Coast. What did you think the biggest factor was for your team if they were going to be able to advance?
I think, you know, we liked the draw. I think the toughest part of it was just really going across the country and the travel there. We left 2 days in advance because of that. So it was, you know, a 6-hour flight to get there and then get adjusted to the time change. So that, I think, was probably our biggest concern. But honestly, being on the road a lot of times for these postseason events is better. There's just less distractions. It's very much just we're going to go to the field, we're going to go hit, and then we're going to go back to the hotel. And that's kind of what we did for 4 straight days, and it worked out well for us there.
Do you change anything preparation-wise when you're in the postseason, or is it the same, you know, day one of camp versus here we are in the postseason? It's all the same.
It's pretty similar to what we go through, particularly with SEC play. And we talk a lot about that during the season, that SEC weekends, all 8 weekends is like a super regional, you know, because you pretty much are playing super regional teams week in and week out in our conference. So it's the same type of preparation, the same way we prepare leading up at practice, as well as the way we approach film and everything on game days. That way they're in that routine and not feeling like the moment's any bigger for them.
Do you have any postseason superstitions?
Well, I think we all get a little bit superstitious when things are going well. So
you're a little stitious.
Yeah, just a little bit. I'd say most of the staff was a little bit like that. Coach T with her pitchers was not at all. And she said this weekend, she said, I'm just not organized enough to be superstitious. So we were all wearing the same thing on Sunday. We're all in maroon and she's in a black sweatshirt. And we're like, what are you doing? But it's fine. Just let her do what she wants to do.
I felt that comment. I'm not organized enough to be superstitious. I'm going to keep that. All right. For the uninitiated, explain the broccoli.
Oh my gosh. The broccoli, we got there for our first game of the day. We were the first game on Friday. And there was this just random fan up in the very top of the center field bleachers who he was there before the team was. And he was up at the very top and dancing away just with he had a stalk of broccoli in each hand. He says they're just nature's pom-poms. And, you know, we were trying to figure out who this guy was, what was happening. And then over the course of the weekend, some of the Oregon employees and workers were telling us that, yeah, he does this at all types of sporting events all across the Pacific Northwest, and found his social media. I think it started out at a basketball game in 2022. And he heard there was softball going on this weekend and he just wants to kind of spread joy. I think he's a special ed teacher and I think it's meaningful to him, just the energy he gets to be around. And he's found that in softball a little bit. And our team embraced it. They love to have fun and they're dancing with him from across the field. And then on Sunday's game, the ESPN crew that had the call on the weekend, they brought both dugouts a couple stalks of broccoli. And two of our senior parents stopped at a Safeway on their way in and brought in also 2 grocery bags of broccoli for our dugout. So we had literally broccoli come out of our ears in that dugout. It was everywhere.
Do you like broccoli?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, let's say. I'm a big
think
broccoli
Allison's soup end might have taken a bite out of it raw in the dugout. There's
That's
no
a bit much.
That was a lot.
That's a bit much. Let's roast our vegetables, you know.
Yes.
Let's do something with them. We got to talk about Alyssa Faircloth because – I don't know that I'm a historian of Mississippi State sports, but I know my Mississippi State sports history. And I was trying to think, like, the greatest performances ever. And then you take into account where they are in the postseason. It's on the list. It's in the top tier for me. How early in the game did you realize she's dealing out there? She's got a little more juice than maybe even normal.
I think we realized it pretty early. There was one, I can't remember exactly which batter it was, but we talked about it after. Early in the game, she got behind 2-0 on one of the hitters, and she turned around to her infield, and she just like tapped her chest, was like, "I got this. I'm going to get her." And we were like, "Oh, okay." And you could just, she's always that competitor on the mound, and you can see it in her face, but just kind of the way that she was just in the zone and really continued to attack. And probably the 8-pitch at bat to their leadoff hitter, one of the best hitters in that Oregon lineup, that she just continued to battle and battle. And then when she finally struck her out with the rise ball over her head, I think that was kind of the at bat. We're like, all right, she's got this. She's going to finish this game out.
So, you know that with no hitters, there's a lot of, don't talk to them and don't let them know what's going on. Did she have that moment in the dugout or on the mound where she looked around, she realized, I'm throwing a no hitter?
She said she'd realize it probably about the fourth or fifth inning. But I think she just kind of went about her business. She's usually, when she's the one in the game pitching, sits on the dugout bench behind everybody else up at the top. It's just kind of her routine, making sure she's getting some rest in. But I don't think at one point she ever kind of realized it and felt like any sort of pressure from it either.
I didn't notice it, but did y'all do the whole don't sit by her thing?
No, I mean, it wasn't on purpose. That's just kind of, honestly, I bet half the team didn't realize what was going on. That's just how they are sometimes. But that's just her routine. Most of the pitchers, when they're the one in the game, they're going to stay off their feet and kind of sit in the background and get some rest.
So I assume, game three, St. Mary's, you're up 2-0. You need a little insurance run there. I just assumed that before she went to the plate, you told Tatum Silva, hey, hit a home run here. That's
Yeah,
just good
exactly.
coaching, is
It's
my
exactly what
opinion.
I told her, right? It's like, hey, I'm putting you in to hit a 3-run bomb. Let's do
I mean,
it.
that's her first home run as a Mississippi State Bulldog. You had to, what's the reaction there where you're like, oh.
Yeah, it was really special. Tatum entered probably an inning before. She's usually our late inning defender in left field, just really solid defensively and somebody that we knew we wanted in once we had a lead. And she'd had really good at bats for us throughout the year. She'd been hurt the last 3 weeks or so with kind of a knee injury sidelining her, so hadn't really had as many appearances as I know we would have liked. But really, this whole season since transferring in, she came in kind of mainly more of a slap hitter, really a lot in line of like how Sierra Sacco was when she transferred to us, more of a slap hitter that we're trying to turn into a power hitter. And the biggest thing with Tatum was just convincing her that she was. And I think she really started to buy into that the last few weeks at practice and just told her to go get her best swing off and find a way to drive a run in for us. And she didn't miss on that one. It was just really special to see her hard work paying off. And she came in and was like, "I'm a hitter. I'm a hitter." I'm like, "Yes, you are."
So obviously, if you had your choice, you'd be playing this weekend here in Starkville. I have to imagine your second choice might be where you're headed, back home to Norman, Oklahoma. I don't know about that because I know the team you're playing is really, really good. But for you, is it something special about being able to go back to Oklahoma and have this moment in the postseason?
Yeah, it's always really special. You got to go back there last season in the regular season and see the new stadium that they had just built. And obviously a program that I just respect and have just a lot of really fond memories of them, of the coaching staff. But to play them in the postseason, it's different, and I think it makes it a little bit more exciting. But really, overall, just looking forward to this opportunity for this program and for our players. It's something that all of these players have really bought into when choosing Mississippi State. A lot of times when people told us that, hey, you can't win at Mississippi State and softball's never going to be able to do it, and for us to go to our second super in 6 years, and it's because of these players who have really bought into that and wanted to elevate this program and this staff, and for us to get to do that and then to get to go and do it against a perennial powerhouse like OU, I think it's just a good moment for us of like, hey, our hard work is pulling, it is showing up, and we can do this. We can compete at the best with the highest level.
You know that you're not going to be the favorite to win this super regional right now. As a coach, do you enjoy the nobody believes in us moments?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's no pressure on us. We're not expected to win. We're not expected to go in there and really do much of anything. And so we just get to go in and relax and worry about us. And I think that's kind of really continues on with the message that we kind of go with all year long. We really thrive on the blue collar mentality and that we're going to have to work and scratch and claw for any respect or any success that we're going to get all year long. So I think it's just another opportunity for us to go out there and not let the moment get too big, I think is going to be the biggest thing, and just trying to stay present in each and every moment and not looking forward, because it is a different feeling when you're two games away from Oklahoma City. And I think that's the biggest difference, is they're a program and a lineup that's used to that. And for us, it's going to be something that's rather new. But that's where people like myself, Coach T, that have been in those moments and that experience, I think is something that really helps pay off, and just trying to continue to keep them present through the weekend.
It's been a hell of a run for you, Coach Ricketts. Let's see if we can't get it to extend just a little bit longer. Samantha Ricketts, Mississippi State softball. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.